I'm not sure whether you heard about this, but when we saw it, we said, whew, things seem like they're going to change in our country. And that is a third of major companies in our country say that they plan to remove the requirement to have a degree for certain jobs to expand their talent pool and take employment in the country. You'd have some that say that this move represents a critical shift in how talent is assessed and measured to job opportunities, particularly in a country like ours, where access to higher education remains a barrier for many, many people. We're talking about the careers that we've chosen for ourselves, right? Ukuthi uma ngabe bokhona kubona ahead of time, would you have chosen the same career that you're in right now?
No, I would have chosen to be a teacher because at least tuli bonus ngibethe yakho.
That's
I'm joking.
I was about to say that's the reason, and it's so crazy. You say that because we have Nozipo. She sent us a voice note, but I'll play it later, where she says she's a teacher, but in hindsight, she would have chosen a different career.
No, I'm joking. I love my career. I love what I do, and I would not trade it for anything.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have chosen journalism, but not broadcasting. Like, I wouldn't be on radio. You know, I'd rather be in print, but now mostly digital journalism.
Yeah.
You know, where I do all the research, I do all the writing and so forth, because I got into this career because I loved writing and I know that's where my skills are. So with broadcasting, it somehow limits me, but at least journalism is broad. You can go broadcasting, you can go on TV, you can even in varsity, I majored in media.
But listen, you sound like a broadcaster. You give Z a mic, she doesn't stop. So I don't know what she's talking about, this misplacement that she's talking about. Well, listen, you share with us. Here's a WhatsApp number, that's 0728857702.
Hi, JT. No Zipo. Honestly, I wouldn't choose my career again. I would definitely go for something else. I chose it because I was under pressure of getting a job as soon as I could. But if I were to go back, I wouldn't choose my career. By the way, I'm a teacher, a high school teacher, and I wouldn't choose it again.
Hey, good morning, JT and the team. Hope you are doing well, guys. Can I just hide my identity, please, for some reasons? I don't understand. Maybe I'm the one who don't understand. But the question, your question is saying, if you were to go back and choose, will you do the very same qualification that you did? For me, I just have mixed feelings in this thing. The reason behind it's because I don't see the failure in the degree that I did, but I see the failure in how the country's being run. That's the thing. Someone who did agriculture, why should that person struggle while we need food in this country and we demand, we will rely more on food that is coming from other countries? What is the country doing to make sure that we produce our own things? We're not. You don't have a land, you will struggle, even if you are qualified in agriculture. Getting the place where you can practice what you have learned, it's a problem. You know what to do, but you cannot do it because you are not that somebody. So going to others, I will say I would have chosen them because maybe they had better opportunities. Like someone just said to say I will choose to be a teacher because I knew from I will know that from varsity I should have gone to work. I should be working by now and that would be a permanent job. But other than that, there is a lot that needs to be discussed. Thank you.
Now, in this conversation about, you know, a third of companies in our country basically saying we're planning on to remove the requirement to have a degree for certain jobs, we figured why not speak to someone who's an entrepreneur, business coach, and an economic business analyst, and that is Derek Nzavi. Brother, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. A good morning to you. Why do you think that companies are considering this move in particular?
Well, I think the companies have no choice because of the change on how things are happening and because of the speed of knowledge, you know. Because if you're going to wait for somebody to go for 4 years, have a degree and come back and work for you, by that time, a lot of things would have changed. So companies are looking for those that would enhance their skills on their own, at their own pace, while employed, do enough research on their industry, do small courses and do skills courses that would upskill them. And also the risk of AI. If you look at the AI, there are a number of companies now, like your Amazon, your Apple, they've now already retrenched some of the staff to accommodate AI. apply. So whether you've got a degree or you've got any expertise, you still stand a chance of being retrenched, because that skill may not be relevant in the company, but also the technology is taking over. So I think the young people should look at technology more than anything else so that they can upscale themselves.
Mm. Is this a good move in your view? Because when you look at a country where unemployment remains a pressing issue, right? One might say that these developments are particularly significant.
Well, very significant. But one thing we need to know is that South Africa, we are not there yet in terms of employing the artificial, you know, intelligence and all these sophisticated skills.
Mm.
So some degrees, to a certain degree, are still going to stand a chance for a while. But here we are looking at 2030 when it comes to Africa, South Africa going forward. Therefore, it means that any graduate now will have to reposition themselves and say, how do I do either technical skills, but also the skill that the company is interested in. If you're looking for a job, you need to earmark a company that you want, find out what skills are they offering, and also which ones you can do quicker for you to position yourself for a job in those companies.
Mm. But won't that again hurt that someone who's qualified? Because in some instances, you'd hear companies saying that, well, you are overqualified, or you don't have the experience, or you are underqualified. Like, what is the right thing to do?
Well, the right thing is just to look for, be multi-skilled. Don't hold on to one degree, one profession and say, I'm done, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen in the media, you guys have been covering stories of doctors marching because they don't have jobs.
Mm.
And those were the prestigious jobs that we were talking about, to say, if you're a doctor, I mean, how do you expect an actuarial science in South Africa not to have a job?
Mm.
That's where we are now. So we just need to say, how do we align ourselves with companies that may need the soft skills? Because you look at call center jobs, the AI is taking them out of the market.
Yeah.
So whatever skill that you have, look, compare it and say, if this degree, it takes me 4 years to do, is there any course that can align to this degree? So that when you have that job, you can still do your degree pattern. Because one thing for sure is, we can't rule out the degree, because that is the center of knowledge,
mm.
but not necessarily a center of employment.
Mm.
So you need to find yourself a job, then you can still do the courses or degree while financing it even yourself, than to wait for NSFAS and other funding model, because now you've got a job. So companies would look for, because there are people that walk into the company or they are called because they heard that they are good in IT, and they just call you and say, come and have a work today. So that is what we are looking for, and that is what the employers are looking for, because they want to maximize profit, and also because the degrees come also with a salary scale that most companies may not comply when it comes to Labor Relations Act. So they want to bypass also those hurdles that they may face.
Perfect. Well, that's our brother Derek Nzavi, who is an entrepreneur. He's a business coach and an economic business analyst. Brother, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.